Ever caught yourself criticizing someone for a behavior you've secretly engaged in? Or firmly decided to skip dessert, only to find yourself devouring ice cream at midnight? These contradictions aren't character flaws. They're windows into how our minds actually work. Our brains aren't unified command centers, but collections of specialized modules operating independently, often holding contradictory beliefs simultaneously. This revolutionary perspective explains why hypocrisy isn't just common, it's practically inevitable given our mental architecture. Think of your brain not as a single program, but as a smartphone running countless specialized apps. Each mental module evolved to solve specific ancestral problems, from detecting threats to managing social relationships. Because these modules developed for different purposes, they don't always communicate or agree with each other. The result? Internal contradictions we barely notice, wanting contradictory things, knowing and not knowing information simultaneously, and yes, being hypocritical without realizing it. Evolution doesn't create general-purpose machines. It builds specialized tools. Like a toaster that excels at browning bread but can't brew coffee, our mental modules excel at specific tasks while failing at others. This specialization creates remarkable efficiency but explains our inconsistencies. Consider Paralympic athletes with different prosthetics for different activities, carbon fiber blades for sprinting, and specialized legs for swimming. Each optimizes performance for one activity while compromising others. Our brain modules work similarly, designed for specific functions rather than general reasoning. This explains perceptual illusions, where we see different colors in identical squares even after measurement. One visual module insists they differ, while another knows they're identical, and neither can convince the other. Split-brain patients demonstrate this when disconnected hemispheres receive different information, causing one side to invent explanations for behaviors initiated by the other. These specialized modules create inevitable mismatches with modern environments. Our attraction to sweet and fatty foods served our ancestors well in resource-scarce environments, but leads to obesity amid processed foods. Our mental architecture evolved for reproductive success in ancestral environments, not accuracy in the modern world. Remember Disney's Buzzy, the tiny pilot controlling a boy's brain? This intuitive model feels right, but misrepresents how minds work. There's no homunculus making decisions, just different systems operating in parallel. This modular architecture explains our unawareness of decision-making processes. In Benjamin Libet's experiments, brain activity indicating decisions occurred about 200 milliseconds before conscious awareness. Our feeling of a unified self is created by modules specialized for communication and social interaction. Countless systems operate without conscious access. You don't consciously know how your visual system identifies letters or how you maintain balance. Evolution doesn't automatically connect modules. Separation is the default state, with connections evolving only when advantageous. If the brain consists of specialized modules, with only some being conscious, which represent the true self? The modules controlling speech and creating the feeling of me aren't necessarily more authentically you than unconscious modules handling breathing or threat detection. This challenges our notions of identity. We're not unified beings, but collections of specialized systems sometimes working across purposes. Our brains contain sophisticated press secretary modules that communicate strategically with others, framing narratives, spinning interpretations, and sometimes remaining strategically ignorant to better perform social functions. This explains moral dumbfounding, our inability to articulate why certain behaviors feel wrong when rational objections are addressed. When researchers present scenarios like siblings engaging in safe, consensual incest or cleaning a toilet with a national flag, people condemn the behavior but struggle to explain why. Even when researchers systematically debunk each justification, subjects maintain their judgments without coherent reasons, revealing the disconnect between modules making moral judgments and those explaining them. Our mental modules store information in different representational formats, similar to how analog and digital clocks track time differently. This creates occasional inconsistencies when systems can't properly translate information between formats. Our moment-to-moment experience emerges from these interacting modules, competing for control based on environmental demands and internal priorities. While truth generally helps organisms survive, sometimes ignorance offers advantages. As philosopher Patricia Churchland notes, the principal function of nervous systems is to get the body parts where they should be in order that the organism may survive. Truth definitely takes the hindmost. Jason Dana's experiments reveal our preference for strategic ignorance. When choosing between fair, 5-5, and selfish, 6-1 options, about 2/3 select the generous option. However, when subjects can remain uninformed about whether their choice helps or hurts others, roughly half refuse this information, allowing them to act selfishly while honestly claiming ignorance. Information creates unwanted obligations. Once others know you possess certain knowledge, you face reputation costs for not acting on it. This explains why people avoid STI testing despite risks. A positive result creates a moral dilemma, while remaining untested maintains plausible deniability. People consistently overestimate their positive traits. 94% of faculty members rate themselves as above-average teachers, and 68% place themselves in the top quarter. These aren't simple delusions, but strategic representations that confer social advantages. We strategically misattribute causality, claiming credit for positive outcomes while blaming external factors for negative ones. Even with randomly determined results, subjects attribute good outcomes to their abilities and bad ones to external factors. People maintain illusions of control even with objectively random outcomes. Those choosing their own lottery tickets demand higher selling prices despite identical odds. This optimism serves social functions. Appearing confident about future outcomes makes one appealing as a friend, ally, or mate. Since future predictions can't be immediately disproven, strategic optimism provides advantages. Research confirms pessimistic individuals are less socially accepted. Why do people lock their refrigerator doors at night? This mystery dissolves when we abandon the notion of stable, ordered preferences. Different modules drive different preferences, some designed for immediate gratification, feeding, fleeing, fighting, reproduction, and others for long-term planning. Life is essentially short-sighted modules battling long-sighted ones. The impatient module that likes cake drives consumption, while the patient module that likes being fit inhibits behaviors with long-term costs. Walter Mischel's marshmallow experiments demonstrated that 4-year-olds who resisted immediate rewards developed into more competent adolescents with higher SAT scores. Our moral judgments often lack consistency because they stem from intuitive reactions rather than coherent principles. Both political sides reveal inconsistencies, pro-life advocates making exceptions that contradict their core principles, or people policing behaviors that don't directly affect them. Understanding our modular minds doesn't excuse hypocrisy. It explains it and offers paths toward greater consistency. By recognizing when different modules conflict, we can make more conscious choices about which impulses to follow. Rather than striving for impossible consistency, we might develop better awareness of our internal conflicts. We could build institutional safeguards against hypocrisy and personal practices that align actions with our highest principles. The next time you catch yourself in contradiction, remember it's not a failure of character, but a glimpse into your mind's modular nature. This awareness offers something valuable: compassion for yourself and others navigating the beautiful complexity of being human.